Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
These days, so many Americans have local and organic foods readily available to them, whether you're going to the grocery store or you shop at one of the farmers markets across the country in your community, or you just like to go to Whole Foods or something along those lines. But local and organic are not necessarily interchangeable. And also, it certainly, excuse me while I cough, local food, organic food is certainly ideal. However, sometimes you're faced with that choice between expensive for organic, and sometimes even local food is more expensive, or the availability and, you know, the sustainability, and is it in season, and you'd like to buy things that are in season instead of some of the, you know, genetically modified things that come out and the tomatoes look like, I don't know, they're perfectly round and perfectly orange and perfectly everything, and you just, they don't have any flavor left. So how do you decide to make those decisions between what you should be eating and or drinking organic, local, from farmers markets, and what you can buy that maybe isn't so important? So when we're looking at seasonality, because back in the day when I was growing up, you couldn't get strawberries in the wintertime. You couldn't get certain vegetables, you know, and raspberries were only available really at the beginning of the summer, and there they are, and they're so wonderful, and then they're gone, and then you couldn't get them. So when you're talking about seasonality, commercial varieties are cultivated to withstand long distances, so often sacrificing that freshness, that's what I'm talking about, like with the tomatoes, for the sake of durability. Bananas, tomatoes, oranges, grapefruit, whether you're producing them locally and in season, it's almost guaranteed to be fresher and keep for longer. So, you know, I like to advocate for your own gardening, because then you will absolutely see what's seasonal, and you'll get carrots in the fall, and you'll get your tomatoes kind of middle of the summer, and the cherry tomatoes start coming out a lot earlier than that. Your lettuces, you can get, you know, pretty much from the end of the first frost all the way through till the first frost or the end of the last frost. So you want to look at seasonality and decide if it's worth it for you to get that, you know, something that's traveled a long distance and maybe has not as much flavor and it looks maybe a little bit fake. So flavor and nutrition. Fresh food also has its other benefits, flavor and nutrition. So the first strawberries of the season or cherry tomatoes like I'm discussing, they're so good. If you've ever tried a fresh grown tomato, a cherry tomato specifically, and eaten that and then gone to the store and gotten the ones that come in the package, you're going to be like, oh my God, there's just not even a comparison. Now, where variety is concerned, small farmers often think in terms of biodiversity and heirloom varieties, but you may not get so many of the varieties if you're going locally, because sometimes, I don't know, there could be, you know, insects, there could be certain reasons, maybe there was no rain that year, so certain varieties. But now we're seeing, for example, again, the heirloom tomatoes, so many varieties. And then if you find out that you can grow heirloom tomatoes, and some, now I even tried this year, purple cherry tomatoes. They're going to be purple. I don't know how good they're going to be. I'll let you certainly know. But purple cherries. So you want to think about the flavor and the variety that you can get. At the grocery store, everything's kind of just sort of the same. The environmental impact is definitely something to consider. Chances are that farmers at your local farmers markets have driven less than 100 miles to bring you that food, and they're not maybe using quite as many of the environmental endocrine disruptors that we're finding from that produce that comes such a long distance. Instead, they've put it into their truck and driven it to you directly. So look at those kinds of things when you're deciding this summer whether you want to eat fresh and healthy or whether you want to buy it from the store, and cost is always a factor. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.